brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Gather round, faithful followers. Here we are for another suds segment where we say there's no use crying over spilled milk. But spilled beer? Oh, that's definitely worth crying over.
That's a tragedy.
It is. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is... good old girl, Carrie Ann.
Hello from long ago.
I know. How awesome is that? Good old boy Sparky, greetings.
I groomed my eyebrows for today.
I bet you groom your eyebrows every day, dude.
I should, yeah. But I don't.
I've decided to grow mine out.
Just going to go for the whole Abe Vigoda?
You got to grow hair where you can at this point.
I support that.
So...
I'm out.
You don't get to choose that sometimes.
No. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm saying
boy
when
Dave.
You're in my situation, you know, where it stops in some places, you just
like
accentuate
out the nose,
it.
Out the ears.
Yeah. 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 That's why I grow out the mustache. So with the nose hair, just sort of
blend right in,
blends it out.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. I can always smell what I just ate.
Oh, yeah. We are so lucky. Yeah. So lucky. Well, recently. Good old boy Dave and I traveled to East Texas. Oof, pray for us. To attend a family.
You know,
wedding.
We probably should have whiskey before every show.
I feel we've just unlocked a new level.
The more you drink, the funnier I get.
Woo! Yes. Okay. So of course we had to buy some beer and bring it back, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't leave
That's
anywhere empty-handed. And you have to come home.
You're supporting the local economy.
With alcohol. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. So while Kilgore, Texas might be known more for oil than for beer.
Earl. That's right. Earl. Got them Earl wells.
That's correct.
We were able to find a few interesting things. Or at least we hope they're interesting things.
We'll see.
Well, good old boy Dave, why don't you give us today's interesting lineup?
Sure. The Texas beers we'll be tasting today are from Deep Ellum Brewing in Dallas, Texas. Jesus Christ. In Dallas, Texas. Dallas Blonde Golden Ale and Deep Ellum IPA. Do you know that Deep Ellum is a neighborhood in Dallas? It was actually called Deep Elm, but the people kept saying it wrong. So they changed it to Deep Ellum.
That's kind of like Shovel.
Yeah.
And Demumbrian.
That's right. Lebanon.
Versailles, Kentucky.
Yeah.
From Manhattan Project Beer Company in Dallas, Texas, we have Hoppenheimer West Coast Style IPA.
See what they did there.
And Necessary Evil German Style Pilsner.
It's the Germans.
Yes. It's always the Germans. They're doing stuff.
Is the evil necessary in
from
German style?
ETB Brewing Company in Tyler, Maybe. Texas. We have Hitching Post American Amber Ale and Brick Street Blonde Ale. And then from Martin House Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas, we have Bock Slider, which is a traditional German Bock. And from St. Arnold Brewing Company in Houston, Texas, we have Art Car IPA. And if there's time, beyond drinking these 8 beers, we may have a bonus beer or two.
No.
That's kind of a wild card situation.
Yeah.
Ooh, living on the edge. Okay.
I like this.
We cannot escape Mike.
That's true. He's everywhere.
Okay. Good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Hear those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2. Was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. And beans don't belong in chili. 4. A body should not make that sound.
Really?
5. All right, all right, all right. Listen to that hang time. Get me another.
That's what I'm talking about.
Of course. Was he from Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
he still is.
He's got an amazing origin story, too. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a cool guy, man.
Okay.
Him and Woody Harrelson.
Hence the mesquite buffalo. No, wild turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Mesquite.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
And Long then Branch. That was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's the thing with Woody Harrelson. And then is there a thing with Willie Nelson, too? Or are they just friends?
I mean, I'm sure they're...
He's from Texas?
They travel in the same circles.
They've, he spent time on Willie's tour bus, but I'm sure okay. they're still just
no,
friends.
No, I just didn't know if, like, Willie's the dad or something.
No.
Willie is Matthew McConaughey's father. Yes, it's true. He sired him.
So...
Gotcha. That's, yeah.
That would make a lot of sense.
It would, but it's not true.
There are rumors that Woody Harrelson is his half-brother.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
I think they started the rumor.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm here for that.
Because Woody Harrelson's father is a convicted
person of interest.
Hired killer.
Wow. Oh,
what? Yeah.
I'm not going to mess with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today.
He's a vegan. So, I mean.
Oh, well, now I'm back to messing with him again. I'm going to take those chances.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get on to the beer, shall we?
We probably should at this point.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. So, first group is coming from Deep Ellum Brewing in Dallas, Texas. And the first one is the Blonde Golden Ale.
Dallas Blonde.
Dallas Blonde, yes.
That's not a real blonde.
It's a special kind of
blonde.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
In fact, in the description of the beer, they talk about how it's a town full of... what are they called? Bottled blondes?
In a town famous for its bottled blondes, we've reset the bar.
Well played.
This shimmering golden ale combines citrusy and floral American hops with pale Vienna and wheat malts. It's beautifully balanced, and it's 5.2% ABV.
I always thought it was weird when you see shows about Texas, like the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders and stuff, and they're all like really brightly blonde. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Yeah,
a lot of blondes in Texas.
Pretty homogenized.
Isn't it like the higher the blonde, the closer to God?
That's the higher the hairdo, the closer to God.
Same.
That's the Aquanet talking, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hell of a marketing strategy, though. I mean, really. You're welcome, Aquanet. You're gonna make it back, and it's because of us.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, that and Mary Kay, right?
Yeah.
She's from Texas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that the one with the pink car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pink.
She always had the pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the original pyramid schemes.
It's true.
How dare you?
MLM, baby. Let's go.
Oh, mazel tov. Okay. So I'm going to admit blonde ales, I kind of tend to stay away from because I'm like, they're meh. Right?
They're designed specifically to be meh. Like, I don't have the technology or equipment or time to make a lager. So let's go with the golden blonde.
But right? I think there's some value in that, though.
There is. Like, you've run a race. You need to be replenished. This is great. Or it's like
beer.
105 degrees outside. A golden blonde is going to save my life right now.
Well, it's like, you know, if you want to...
Yeah, she is.
Prior to every brewery coming back in, craft brewery, and making a lager, you know, Pilsner or, you know, light check lager or something, the golden or blonde ale was the way you would get your Bud Light friends to come in to the craft brewery and hang out with you.
Come to the dark
because
side.
Because then they're like, you know, all these IPAs, I hate all these hops.
And right. They blah, don't blah, want blah, anything complicated.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you want a Miller Lite or whatever? Here, there's a golden blonde. It's not even remotely the same, but here, it's just going to satisfy you. But
sure.
But there's still a lot of good stuff in that space, in my opinion.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I think this is a nice, easy drinking blonde ale.
Yeah, it's not going to win any badges or anything like that, but it's also not going to kill anybody.
It's like most blondes I've known. Yeah, it's not too deep, but...
Easy blondes are my category.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've heard that.
Okay, so yes, as far as blondes go, this isn't bad. We're going to rate it a 3.
Good start, Deep Ellum.
Woohoo. Okay, now let's go to the IPA.
Now, I believe,
from Deep Ellum.
I believe this is their, well, it's got their name on it, so it's probably their flagship.
And on the nose, I mean, I'm already getting like just, I think this might be an IPA.
Hmm. All right. This one's coming in at 7% ABV.
Wow.
For an IPA to bear our hometown name, it better be potent. So we loaded it up with our favorite American hops for a bitter punch. And with some over-the-top tropical fruit, citrus, pine, and floral aromas and flavors, you've got one big Texas IPA deserving of the Deep Ellum name.
Now, I have to tell you, they did this one right. And compared to the blonde, like this, I would not have expected an IPA like this.
But to be this good?
Yeah, to be this good.
Yeah.
Right. This is... really solid.
It's so well balanced between the upfront hop flavors and then the bitterness in the back end.
Yeah, perfect.
Got a little bit of dank, some like pencil shaving, a little bit of woodiness for some reason, and then that fruitiness too. Yeah. I like this a lot, man.
Yeah, the citrus and pine, it's nice.
I would love to have some kind of spicy barbecue with this. Like I need to like... I need you guys to look away, and I need to just have a half rack of ribs and some alone time with this beer.
I would
eat
some like serious carne asada tacos.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would skip lunch and have another pint.
There you go. I love that.
Okay. I mean, you know what? That's been my diet for a while now, and it's working out great.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back in just a minute with more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is a Texas...
Hold'em.
I like it.
Texas Roadhouse?
A fine chain of restaurants.
Speaking of which...
You know, not a lot of people could host a podcast one-handed. So, good job, Juliana.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and Texas Roadhouse, I don't know how I feel about the new one.
Oh, there's a new version of Texas Roadhouse?
Oh, it dropped last week.
It's all vegan.
Wait, what? What's the place that has the damn peanuts on the ground?
That's like Logan's Roadhouse.
Oh, they don't do that anymore because allergies.
Oh, thank God. Because that was like...
Kids were just walking in there and just immediately dying.
That was the most repellent. Like, I'm a bit fastidious. That might surprise you guys.
Ironically, to me, the peanuts on the floor were not the worst part of that place.
Really? Okay, the food was...
Wow.
I support that. You know, I'm wearing cufflinks. I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't like to walk into places that have peanuts on the floor.
Yeah, they probably don't get a lot of guys in bow ties.
It's true.
Yeah, that's Logan's. Yeah.
I took that off fair. For you guys.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay. So right before the break, we were talking about the Deep Ellum IPA from Ellum in Dallas. Yes. And, just some closing thoughts on it before we rate it. Solid, everyday, kind of interesting. I wouldn't have thought that I would, I don't know why, I guess I'm biased, but I wouldn't have thought I would have liked like a Texas IPA. You know what I mean? Like
no, I just figured I agree
that lagers were their thing.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but because of their German history and just like the long, long of all the breweries.
Right. Right. But so
I mean you'll look at the color. I mean, everything about this is just right where it needs to be.
Nice, yeah. West Coast.
The longer it sits here, it's like IPA. Pineapple rind is coming up for me.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, that's why you get whiskey people onto a beer ship. They bring that no, extra
you're
level.
You're right, though. Yeah, that is a really neat aroma.
But really, I mean, this is just, to me, like waiting for the food that pairs with it.
Yeah.
Like, this is, yes.
Yes, so much. Yes. Okay. Well, we are going to rate the Deep Ellum IPA a 4.
Oh, I thought we were saying.
Thank you, Deep Ellum.
How do you say Elm, but you say it in such a jacked up way? It's Ellum.
You're Southern.
You know, George Carlin had a great line about that, but I cannot repeat it on the radio. I mean, I'm happy to tell you.
Just Google it, everybody. Yeah,
Google it, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to go to the Manhattan Project Beer Company, also in Dallas. And we're going to talk about the Hoppenheimer West Coast Style IPA. 7.4% ABV. This beer was created for the IPA lovers out there. It is a perfectly balanced West Coast American IPA with huge, dank hop aroma. At first sniff, you will detect pine, resin, and delicious citrus. Once you finally steal a sip, you will discover that Hoppenheimer is just enough malt and subtle caramel to keep the IPA characteristics in balance.
On the nose, I'm just getting so much sweetness. Like, there's...
Yeah. I don't really get what they said, and I don't know if it's because we're just coming off that Deep Ellum.
Or it's maybe too cold, but maybe. Definitely.
It's
a lot brighter than that description.
Yeah, it's got like a candied fruit on the front end, like taste to me, but then on the back end, it's got a nice bitterness.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely the candy fruit piece going on, and definitely bitterness on the end.
I'm smelling like first running malt. Kind of stuff. I mean?
Totally know what you mean.
The sugars. Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of sugars.
Hey, sugar.
By the way, did everybody see Oppenheimer last
week? Oh, yeah.
Man, that was
good. Good grief, man.
What?
We actually did.
I saw Barbie 3 times.
I saw Barbie 3 times.
We did.
And you know what? Do you know, Karen? I made some time for Oppenheimer because it was good.
Wow.
It's in my queue.
Okay. Well, just, you know, you should really.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
So
some of our social schedules.
Julie and I and Reverend Mark and Mike did an Oppenheimer and Barbie episode.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It was.
I support that. Yeah. I did Barbie. I also did Oppenheimer.
Whoa. We don't want to talk about your past, buddy.
Okay. I also
stop name dropping all the time, Sparky.
The Taylor Swift like full movie thing.
Oh, too. Movie thing. Yeah. The Eras Tour.
The Eras Tour. Because my wife and daughter got to go there. I'm a bigger Swiftie than my wife. Now she's converted. I'm sorry.
She's converted to Swiftieism.
She has, man. And Zoe, my daughter, was like, Dad. We can't be friends anymore unless you watch 3.5 hours of, and we're going to start it at 11:30 at night. And I'm like, oh honey,
God.
I don't know how this is going to work. I mean, we're both night owls, so like we can pull that off. But,
yeah, but still.
Oof. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that make you a Swift-citic?
Are you? Wow.
That's amazing. That's great. I need to talk to my rabbi about that, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
You may have to do some sort of exorcism or I don't know what the Jewish equivalent of that
okay,
is.
Okay, so let's talk about
Hoppenheimer.
The Hoppenheimer.
Oh, whoops.
See? It's contagious.
It is. Carrie Ann, I've never done that in all the years. It's like we've introduced a viral contagion to this whole situation.
Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah. I like this a lot.
You do, really?
I do. This okay. One's, okay.
Mm-hmm. The Oppenheimer.
Okay. So Oppenheimer. The thing is like I'm not getting any pine, right? We're getting none all the sweetness, but then as you taste it, you're getting like the forest floor kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
The dankness.
Yeah, as it warms up, there's a little more resin that comes out.
Just very interesting. I wonder if they made this for the movie. I assume they probably did.
I don't know because their whole theme is
nuclear.
Is blowing stuff up.
Nuclear.
It's Texas, so you have to say
the bomb was necessary evil. So.
And they have like a Half-Life beer and a fat man and a little boy and
so it's like pure
Everything is because they're Manhattan, I think because they're experimental, they're scientific and collaborative, and if you think about the Oppenheimer movie and the Manhattan Project, they brought a lot of different scientists from a lot of different areas, and they all worked together and. New Mexico and
they say you can drink this all afternoon, but I mean I don't feel think like 7.4 so, that's your
I don't
you, you
no,
can
I don't,
drink it all afternoon
sure
but you're gonna be on the floor at some point
with a straw
with the peanuts
there you go
and the allergies. See? Okay, we are going to rate the Oppenheimer West Coast IPA from Manhattan Project Beer Company a 3.
Oh. 0.1.
No, I'm saying 4, dude.
Okay, 4 it is.
4 it is. I agree.
We've never changed ratings mid.
Wow.
Mid belt.
This is a.
We're just going off the rails today. Woo. Okay. Yep. I think it's time for story time.
Oh my gosh, that's so strange, Juliana, because I have a story to share.
Do you have a story?
I do. I do.
That worked out.
Well. I mean,
please tell us a story.
I've been thinking about this all week, and
Papa.
I just kind of bring this to you. So,
Papa, read us a story.
Picture pages.
Fill your days with picture pages.
Let's get time out your to crayons watch and your pencils.
Bill Cosby, do a picture page with you.
It was
Bill Cosby.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Ooh. Don't eat
don't,
that.
Don't drink
don't eat that pudding pop.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no.
That's gonna be my stage name.
I'm sorry, I ruined our childhood today. Really sorry about that.
Pudding pop.
All right. Damn.
Well,
don't eat the Jello.
On a less roofy note, my story is about a woman who ordered a $275 ashtray, but instead received. Wouldn't you know it, a can of tuna instead.
What?
From Bill Cosby.
What kind of tuna?
Yes, don't eat that tuna can. Bailey Comier just wanted to splurge on a little online luxury, but what she was sent was much more than a little fishy. And a now viral TikTok video, Comier, a Nashville, hey, that's us, area resident, recounted her experience ordering a Dolce & Gabbana ashtray from luxury retailer Saks Fifth Avenue and receiving something that caught her by surprise, a can of tuna.
Get it? Caught her.
Nice.
Is that wild caught or farm raised?
I made a TikTok account just so that I could share what just happened to me because I'm most perplexed and confused I've ever been in my entire life, Comier says. That may not be her affect.
No, it is. That's exactly how she sounds. It's weird.
Comier said she received an emailed coupon from a Saks for a percentage off one item online and decided to purchase a Dolce & Gabbana Blue Mediterranean ashtray, which retails on the Saks website for $275. I don't need to hear the judgment. That's what I wanted. So that's what I picked. It's very pretty.
Seriously.
It should have been very pretty, she says. After Comier's order was delivered, she says she opened her Saks-branded package, pulled out a black Dolce & Gabbana box, and removed the cellophane wrapping. When I opened it, this is what I found. A can of albacore tuna, Comier says.
Mm. Oh my God, Becky.
I don't know if someone from the warehouse took it and replaced it with some cellophane with a hairdryer. I don't even know, but this is the most effing expensive can of tuna I've ever bought.
I hope that's what we name this episode. The effing most can effing of tuna. Expensive can of tuna.
Comey's video has garnered more than 1.3 million views, and commentators empathized with her plight, sharing their own experiences with online retail return scams. Saks sends me a used perfume, paid $450. They don't accept used perfume for returns, supposedly, wrote one TikTok user. My daughter bought a $500 bag, commented another. When she received, the box was carefully sliced in a different spot, and the bag was removed. Saks Mail is a target for high-end theft.
King Charles, wow.
Other commentators use the fishy situation as an opportunity to fine-tune their comedy stylings. Albacore is the Dolce & Gabbana of the tuna world, wrote one TikTok user.
Honey.
Crack that crown, baby, and empty it out. You got yourself an ashtray, exactly. Commented another. Right, yes. I mean, make do with what you've got.
Also, who still smokes? Shut up. Get what you get.
Yeah, same. For its part, Saks Fifth Avenue says that after an investigation at Comey's order, the team identified that the tuna can center was a fraudulent return.
We take our customer experience very seriously. Across the retail industry, there's been an increase in online fraud, particularly related to returns, a Saks Fifth Avenue.
Is this Mr. Fifth Avenue?
Well, yes. I do work for Saks.
It could be Mr. Saks.
Luxury continues to be a target given to its high price points, and as such, we have implemented a more rigorous step in our return process, including additional reviews and stronger authentication. Our highly automated fulfillment centers manage millions of shipments every year, but it is not acceptable for even a small number of our customers to have this experience.
The representative also said that the Saks teams works with Comey to get a replacement order sent. We apologize for any inconvenience, as this is not as reflective as the luxury shopping experience.
It's not like they can check every Saks box
Avenue is new.
That goes out.
The rep adds. At first, I was looking to buy something silly. I noticed they do sell caviar, so I was like, oh, maybe I got mixed up. Maybe this isn't caviar, this is canned tuna, Comier tells Today.com, adding this, though she may have had an innocent mistake before Frank Couturier. It didn't even occur to me that it could have been a customer doing it until one of my friends said, I've heard of people doing these things with bags. They order real bags, keep the real one, and replace it with a fake one, and they get a refund. And her friend was correct. Fraud, specifically related to returns, is on the rise. According to a survey by Apris Retail, a national retail federation, retailers estimated that 13.7% of returns were fraudulent in 2003. That's about a $101 billion in tuna cans, counterfeit products, and other items showing up. That's a lot of tuna, gang.
That is a lot of tuna.
Showing up in consumers' packages. During the holiday season, that number rose to 16.5% or $24.5
billion. Billions.
With a B.
I called the guy and he was actually really nice. His name was Roger. I didn't tell him on the phone. I was scared they'd hang up on me. But so I just said, I received the wrong package, Comier explains, adding that Roger asked her to send pictures of the wrong item. He's like, okay. I just got your email, and then it goes quiet, and then he just goes, that's odd. And I'm like, yeah, I know, Roger.
So, wow. Well, it all worked out in the end.
I feel like we've been on a journey together.
Yeah.
We have.
That was good. See, that's why people like Audible, because good reading skills and voices. And also, that's also why people like getting their news from the BBC. You know, there's the something BBC. So trustworthy about a British person, right, reading
because,
the news to you.
Because when you hear the English language spoken in the received pronunciation dialect, it's got to be authoritative and correct, right?
Yes.
Not
yes.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back.
Well done.
Okay, so first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're backing that back.
Were we going to actually use this $275 ashtray to put ashes in?
No, she put it
in
her jewelry.
And if so,
ask yourself a question.
Let me ask you something.
Isn't a bite of tuna better?
I think so. I mean, I feel like it's ironic, but like still relevant.
And she still has an ashtray if she really needed one, which I hope she doesn't.
And it's a great story.
And she could have eaten the tuna.
She could have.
I would have eaten the tuna, returned the can.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't let that go to waste. That's good. That's albacore. You don't throw albacore.
Was it packed in water or oil?
Oil.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it's oil. Yeah. Okay. Like this, like fine olive oil.
That's classy.
So quick Texas story.
I mean, it was from Saxon's Avenue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Quick Texas story. So my mamaw, Nolita Marie Bunn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Nolita.
Nolita. She grew up in Texas as the youngest of 15 kids.
How many?
15 kids.
Children. Wow.
I don't know about her mom, but one I have mother? Some thoughts.
I bet she slid right out. You know,
it's
like,
it's true.
What was her birth order?
She was the 15th of.
Oh.
Yeah, she was the last. But her 8th, 9th, and 10th. That says something about
Nolita. It's like, like riding a water slide, man.
Just she was just like, there was already like an inflatable raft that she just like right out.
Didn't even interrupt her grocery checkout.
Yeah.
So her 8th, 9th, and 10th siblings were all girls named sequentially Ada, Nina, and Tinny.
Well, you know what though? But here's the deal. After 7, you know, names you're going to start to run out of names.
Well, they started naming people after Texas towns after Ada, Nina, and Tinny. There's Odessa, there's Katie. Yeah, I'm surprised there was not a
They were probably just driving around and Kilgore.
I'm surprised there wasn't a Kilgore, frankly.
Yeah.
There should have been a son named
if
Kilgore.
If we can keep coming up for all these beers to have these names, I think we can do better than Ada, Nina, Tinna.
I feel that's the case. Tinna,
Ada, Nina.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. There you go.
And were they German? Were they like, what were they?
They were very Texan. Happily married. It sounds
like. Texan. No. But I mean, like, ethnically, where did they like?
They were bored.
No, because I mean,
well, apparently they only had one hobby. So
yeah,
oh,
but they were apparently good at it.
Well, and good for that. No, but I mean, like, you know, normally, like, you have names that you go through,
like family names and stuff.
Yeah,
they burned through those pretty quick.
I guess like. They did. Wow.
Well, we've got a Jeff. We've got a Steve. You know, Carol. Ada, you know, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's,
well, what's this next beer?
Okay. Well, we will get to the beer after this brief interlude. The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey everyone, welcome back. So good old boy Dave and I went to Texas and we brought some beer back. And today's episode is talking about some Texas beer.
All right. We got to talk about some beers.
And some crazy
tuna and names.
Yes. There's that. Okay. So moving on, we are going to go to the Necessary Evil German Style Pilsner from Manhattan Project Beer Company in Dallas.
So I saw this side group message when I ended up on this show, and they were like, she's a necessary evil. So I feel very honored you got a beer named after me for this one.
Well,
there you go.
Serendipity.
Okay, 5.3% ABV. Necessary Evil entertains the palate without fatiguing it. At first sip, you will detect a hint of floral character and immediately tells you that this is not your ordinary pills.
And this is delicious, guys. Have you had a sip yet?
Yeah. I actually drank all mine. So
no. Well,
yeah. But it was good.
Take you back there.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, the floral notes, everything. Like, that's just kind of like a bonus, right? Like, this is just a great...
After the last couple of beers, the big IPAs and stuff, having something like that really is a nice palate cleanse.
Wonderful, yeah.
Palate cleanse. Marigold.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Ooh,
nice.
Whiskey girl.
Look at this girl. See? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't get marigold and whiskey. There's all the fun things over here.
But then, like, at the very end, there's this just nice, perfect, biscuity, just kind of grain...
That's exactly what you want from a Pilsner.
Ends it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just as it should be.
Yeah. No fuss, no muss. Just.
Yeah.
But they, yeah, perfect.
We're going to go with a solid 4 on this one. Okay, moving on. We're going to go to ETX Brewing Company in Tyler.
I bet it's East Texas.
Texas.
But I'm not going to.
Oh, you're going to ruin it for all of us.
That's kind of what I do.
Okay. Going with the Brick Street, or no, sorry, the Hitching Post American Amber Ale.
I don't know which can I have.
Okay. I'm still enjoying the evil.
Never stop enjoying that evil.
So the Hitching Post American Amber Ale is 5.1% ABV. Medium body, easy drinking amber ale.
What do you guys think about
ambers? Can be tough, you know?
I'm getting next to nothing on the nose here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's pretty cold.
Hmm? It's not that cold.
Kind of sweet.
Kind of sweet, yeah.
A little biscuity.
Yeah. Just biscuity, enough hop caramely. To...
Yeah.
Just enough hop to make it finish.
That's what she said.
You're funny. You're really funny. I like you.
So
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. As far as ambers go, I mean, this is.
Well, ambers died out. You know, like think about Fat Tire.
No,
because a lot of people. No.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people just really weren't drinking ambers because it's not an IPA. Which the hopheads love, but then it's also not like a clean Pilsner or lager, which...
Yeah, it's kind of like this misfit toy.
So it's... And it's not a stout or a big barrel-aged whatever. So it's just sort of this thing that got caught in the middle.
Are we going to name all the things it's not?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not Carrie Ann. All right.
It's not whiskey. It's
Have you ever sparky. Had the Nashville Brewing Company Amber?
No.
It's solid as heck.
Yeah.
Is it?
Cool. And I'm glad they're making it. You know, I wish they had more down the shelf. But
I have the amber they have on draft at all the Mexican restaurants. That's the end of my story.
Okay. No, right. No, but...
All the Mexican restaurants.
All the Mexican restaurants.
They all have that one amber.
Well, it does culinary... From a culinary standpoint, it does tend to pair well with food. I mean, like, browns and ambers are really what you want to go with.
Yeah.
In most cases, to support and not get in the way of.
It doesn't get in the way of the flavors. Kind of cool some of the spiciness. And yeah.
I'd be like, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Not exciting.
Okay. Kind of want some queso right now. But
there.
You know. Yeah, right. But we can't. Okay. So this is going to be a 3. The Hitching Post American Amber Ale from ET.
Well, you could hitch yourself right up to it. They're a brew pub, too. I bet they have some decent food to pair with this.
Yeah,
they probably have a hitch too.
That's true.
Okay.
Let's see what you did there.
Next up will be the Brick Street Blonde. So, another blonde ale. This one is 5.2% ABV, light crisp and lightly hop with mild maltiness. They're calling it a classic American blonde.
I would
call myself a classic American blonde, but here I am with red hair.
Yeah. So well, there you go.
Mm. This is a nice palate
cleanser.
I think I like this one better than the Dallas Blonde.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I just forgot that we had that one earlier.
Ah, see? That's how we know. Maybe it's better. I don't know.
Mm. But again, another light, easy, non-offensive, everyday kind of thing.
Every day, that's what I strive for every day. Light and non-offensive.
Yeah.
That's my goals.
Right.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in comparison with the other one, I think this is just a little, I don't know, a little softer?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. That makes perfect sense.
Less interesting?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I'm more inclined to think that the Deep Ellum I like better than this one. What?
You son of a...
Fine.
Yeah. What do you guys... All right, we're rating it a 3?
Peace. Two.
Oh, oh, you sons of...
Yep, so Sparky, the Brook Street Blonde, we're going to rate a 2.
I'm sorry, I'll make it up to you. It's okay. Sweet, sweet loving.
Now, let's go...
I like this.
Okay, let's go to Fort Worth and... Let's go to the Martin House Brewing Company. We're going to talk about their Bock Slider. So something slightly different.
And now for something completely different.
Exactly. 5.6% ABV. Bock Slider is the official beer of Fort Worth's own Toadies.
I don't know. What is a toady?
What does that mean?
That's the Possum Kingdom. Was that the song?
What?
What?
That, their song.
The Sprocket?
No. The Toadies. Their song was Possum Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
I can't sing it because of copyright issues, and I suck at singing, but look
Did
it up.
Did you just make up both the band and the song?
It's a band. Promise, from the 90s.
Okay.
Oh.
Maybe the aughts.
So this is an easy-drinking, copper-colored, lightly hot beer, perfect for onstage, backstage,
no copper
anywhere your rock music takes you. So yes, he might be right with the band called the Toadies.
Toadies.
If this is copper.
Yeah, I'm colorblind to red.
Then I'm blind.
I'm just going to go to, yeah.
How can you be a cherry whore and be colorblind to red?
I have magic glasses that help me see colors.
Yeah.
But I really love the flavor of cherry. Mm. This is delicious.
Yeah, so I like this because it actually lends itself to the German brewing tradition of Texas.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it is...
It's chocolatey.
It is chocolatey, it is so but it is like, yes, this is...
Oh, this is,
delightful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is really nice.
Dessert.
This might be the beer of the show so far.
No question about it.
Yeah.
No question about it. This is delicious and... Makes me
it's
happy.
It's kind of nutty, a little roasty, chocolatey.
This is the beer I want for a back for a whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know what she would pair it with.
What
about you, Sparky? What would you pair this with?
I'm going back to food, man. I mean, I feel like if you...
Are you saying whiskey isn't food?
It is.
Whiskey is life.
It's a meal in a glass. It's
corn.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, for me, this would be like some just perfect brisket. I would have this with some perfect brisket, a little bit spicy, not sauced. Oh my God. Or pastrami. Oh my God.
Oh, there we go.
I've been making a lot of pastrami recently.
Oh. Guy makes his own pastrami.
It's true. Is.
Oh, this is, this is really nice. And I get like a little bit of smoke at the end.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I like it's not a lingering smoke.
No.
But just enough to finish it, so to speak.
Kind of a suggestion of.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. That is exactly right.
This is yum.
This is really yum. I really enjoyed this beer.
Yeah. This is
incredibly impressed by this place.
I know.
All I can think about is what whiskey I want to drink with it.
What whiskey would you want to drink with it?
Would you go for something smoky to kind of pair with that? Or like,
no,
how would that work?
Okay. No.
Where would you go?
I'm just looking at what we have. No.
Okay.
I would go high rye.
Okay.
Because that's spicy. And then this gives that chocolate, malty, like.
This is where you land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd probably go like classic Four Roses single barrel with this.
Wow. This might be an episode we have to do. Yes, beer and whiskey.
The whiskey bag.
Oh, that's
the
my
whiskey
whole
bag
life.
Episode.
I have to have a beer with my whiskey.
Can we do a pickle back episode?
Zero.
We were there. We were so there, and then,
Sparky broke things.
Just broke it over.
That's kind of my job.
Sangria.
I love Reverend Mark
from
saying
the words of Reverend Mark. Yeah. Yes,
from the pulpit.
And I know German influence of Texas, sure, that makes sense. But I guess my little pea brain was thinking that you would always go with lighter beers in Texas just because of the heat and the weather.
No.
I know. And apparently not.
But they love stouts in Jamaica, so... Yeah, I'm just saying.
Bock beer is just like Texas, period. So
it's still a really light bodied beer.
Shiner Bock. Yeah, I mean, my God. I mean, it's like
Right?
Okay. Like that's a national pastime.
That's a thing. Yeah.
Although thing. I would say I would take this
over this the
Shiner Shiner Bock.
I'm fixing to have to excuse myself because that old Fitz bottled in bond, I feel like, might be in love with this beer. Okay.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yes.
Well, you can reach it.
just stretch out.
Just right there.
All right.
Just right there.
Okay. Love. We're going to say a five?
Or a five.
Yes, we're going to say a five.
Hey, I just want to say... Thank you, Martin House Rye. Yes. You guys just saved America.
Yeah, right?
Y'all did it right.
This is delicious.
Yes, it's true. It really is. Okay, last but certainly not least, maybe, we're going to go to St. Arnold Brewing Company in Houston, Texas, and we are going to do the Art Car IPA.
I just smelled this, and it's an IPA.
Yep, 7.2% ABV. It's an American IPA featuring a blend of both new and old hop varieties from the Pacific Northwest. The nose is a blend of apricot and tropical fruit and mango. The taste starts with a big, bitter blood orange that morphs into mangoes and sweet tropical fruits. Okay, so...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The way you navigated the alliteration in that was just amazing. Like... You're my hero, Juliana. Like that
hero?
Was a
hero.
You're my hero. That's how Deep Elm became amazing. That's exactly how Deep Elm became Deep Elm.
Navigating English.
Hey, we're gonna go to Shelbyville. Oh, you mean Shovel?
Yes. Yeah.
Big bitter blood orange morphs into mangoes.
That's right. I mean, that's a lot to. Unpack,
yeah,
and then make it, and then the fact that they're calling this American, do Americans enjoy blood oranges and mangoes?
I mean, Italians.
I am American, and I thoroughly enjoy both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though she supports Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Wow, the aroma on this.
I
know. Though.
I could just smell this
all day, right? I mean, you're just smelling the juice. I mean, you're smelling the juice.
Wait.
You're smelling the piss.
I just smelled the juice.
I'm going to have to save that as a clip. Wow. Now, you just smelled the Jew.
Just one Jew.
That's true.
Singular.
Well, I've been around a lot of my people.
Oh, so that's true. Well, like, you know, you've kind of probably
been rubbing.
Yeah. He's rubbed elbows.
It's true.
Okay, so
I'm not getting mango. I could totally see like the blood orange
cheese for sure,
and more like the zest of a blood orange. So far, but I don't get the weather tropicals.
Wait to the end.
It's very astringent at the end.
But if you start sort of like tapping your tongue at the end, then I get that mango, and it's where I know that's.
I'm tasting my finger.
Was that Morse code?
I know that sounds, that sounds weird, but yes.
It felt weird.
You get past the astringency, and I don't quite know where that's coming from, but after that, then you get the mango at the finish.
The astringency is really kind of a dry, citrusy
like
finish
pithy.
At the very end. Yeah, like a pithy.
Pithy.
Yeah, very well.
Yeah. I got a mouth full of pith.
Okay.
Happens.
But that's your...
I mean, that's kind of what I meant.
It's your love language.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Sure. Yeah. Salty. Okay.
I don't mind this.
I don't mind this. You can put that
that's
on
what
the
she
can.
Said.
Yeah. I don't. I'm okay.
You know, that's my real love language. I don't mind this.
I'll let you do that again.
This is delightful.
Yeah.
We're going to rate this a 4. Okay. And because we have some old Fitz here.
That's a
great
idea.
And we have
idea.
A little bit of the Bock left. Let's do a little chaser.
Let's do it. It works.
Well,
it does. It does. It does. I feel warm and hugged.
By Old Fitz. Gave her a hug.
Old Fitz always gives me a hug.
Oh, you are right. Okay. I never would have thought of putting...
A bock after Old Fitz?
Yeah.
Thank God for Carrie Ann.
Oh. Right?
This is why you need skilled people
yes. around
you. Oh,
yes.
God bless America.
Oh, my gosh. This is like a 10.
Thank you. This is 10.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to us. I think this was a great episode. And honestly,
I'm so glad I redeemed myself after a long absence. Yes.
So this means you can't wait so long to come back.
Right. But this was a really cool experiment.
It really was. Yeah. And thank you guys for walking into that beer cooler.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for braving East Texas.
Well, I'm going to say goodbye. Good old gal Carrie Ann, thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be back. Straight up 615, y'all.
Yes. Good old boy Sparky, thanks for being here.
I'm glad I took my bow tie off for this episode.
Yes, we are too.
Yeah.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap a room.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.